Welcome into the Ferris State Coaches Corner podcast. My name is Brett Bikita, and each week we'll have a different coach that we feature from Ferris State Athletics, and we're happy to welcome in. They're off to a hot start. The new women's soccer head coach, Greg Henson, joins us. Greg, thank you so much for taking time today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Now, Greg, you come into this program, beautiful new facility that you get to play on. Ferris State had a great year last year. You guys are currently ranked 15 in the nation, but in your first year, you came to Ferris State from Concordia University in Nebraska. What brings you up to the Mitten State?
Yeah, so really just was looking for, had a great experience at Concordia, great six-year run there, and was just looking for the next right opportunity is kind of how I phrased it, and not really looking to leave, but just looking for the next right opportunity, and when the Ferris State position opened up and kind of fell my way, it was just an opportunity I couldn't pass up to come up here. Great facility, as you mentioned, coming off an outstanding historical year, and the program's been steadily climbing over the last few years, and so was really looking for an opportunity to step in and help a program go to the next level rather than looking for like a rebuilding program or something like that. So very blessed to come in to the opportunity we have, and as you said, we're out to a good start and hope to continue to build on that.
Yeah, ranked number 15 in the country in Division II, 3-0-1, three straight wins, had a couple nice wins out in North and South Dakota last weekend. We'll get to those in a minute, but I think the most amazing stat that everyone is raptured with right now is Allison Chesterfield, your senior keeper, 380 consecutive minutes. Now, she needs defense in front of her, too. It's kind of a team thing, but four straight shutouts for you guys. You haven't given up a goal yet this season. That's an amazing feat.
Yeah, it is really amazing. It's really a testament to our team and our team's defensive attitude towards towards working together collectively in the back four. Allison's been huge, made a couple key stops for us in each match. And really, I think our back line and her together kind of working as a back five have really worked and gelled well together. And we look to, our goal is to keep our goalkeepers as bored as possible in that match and try to make it to where they only have to make a few saves. But sometimes that can even be more challenging when you're not called upon, every moment of a game and then be asked to step up big in crucial moments. And she's done that so far. And really, our back four has really worked and gelled well together. It helps that, that five, that nucleus of those five are pretty much intact from last season as well, so they have a lot of experience working together.
10 career shutouts now for Allison Chesterfield, back-to-back LEAC Defensive Player of the Week honors for her. And let's talk about your team. Since you inherited this team, where's the strength of this team? What do you love about this team as you get to know these girls?
They're a great group to work with, first and foremost, and just high quality, very good in the classroom. So all those things that go into that off the field, great leadership on and off the field, I should say, and just, great kids on and off the field. And so that's where it starts. They're a fun group to work with. And from a soccer standpoint, we just talked about, defensively, got a big part of the nucleus back there. So they're used to working together. Challenge them to change a few things that we want to do as we move forward. Wanting to keep the ball, keep possession, things of that nature. So it's really trying to elevate their overall game, from where we were, where they were this time last year. And I think they're really, they're buying into that and they're competitive. And that's what we look for every day. Just we want competitors on the field and players that are wanting to go out and just find a way to win, because each win's going to look a little different.
Coach, I want you to highlight a couple players that have stood out so far this season. One I'm going to bring up is Pia Nagel. She's a sophomore out of Germany, one of your leading goal scorers so far this year.
Yeah, she's stepped in and done well, had a great freshman campaign as well, and we kind of moved her into a little bit of a different role this year and asking her to be a little bit more of a focal point in the attack in the middle of the park rather than just being out wide as a winger. And she's really, I think, a little bit hesitant at first a little bit, but she's really kind of finding her own there. Mackenzie Dawes, another one of our forwards up front, and those two are really becoming a good duo when we look to see a lot out of them. Bree Rogers really kind of controls the game in the middle of the park for us, and she's been a strong asset for us there, and we look for her to continue to do good things. And if you've seen us play, and anybody that's seen us play so far is always one that mentions, Tia Van Silicum plays as our right back and how much she gets into the attack and just how fast she is. And I know that the fans love to watch her flying up and down the sideline. So there's numerous players. We could go through the whole roster if we had time. But overall, really just really excited about where we're at right now, and as we got to continue to move forward and continue to improve, in various areas of the field. The game is still early so far, but we're happy with where we're at and looking to continue to strive.
First-year head coach in women's soccer, Greg Henson, joined us here on the Ferris State Coaches Corner podcast. Coach, a couple final questions for you, and good luck this week coming up. You've got Walsh, and then I know back home is Saginaw Valley State. But when you look at the GLIAC Conference in women's soccer, and you look at this area as far as where you can recruit with the West Michigan area, talk about the state of high school soccer as you've seen it in Michigan, because that's a great feeding ground for you. And then the challenge of the national power that is right in your backyard in Grand Valley State in this conference.
Yeah, so first of all, just coming in and looking at the roster that we have coming back. You look at Grand Valley's roster. You look at several other powerful schools and successful schools in the state of Michigan, and they're just loaded with Michigan players. And so the Michigan soccer scene is very strong, an area that I look forward to diving into more in the recruiting side of things. And so really excited to have that opportunity where I came from in my most recent position. We were heavily out of state in terms of what we had to do recruiting wise. So I look at this as a luxury to be able to stay in state and keep players from Michigan here in Michigan at Ferris State playing soccer for us at a high level. So that's an excitement for me from the recruiting standpoint. Obviously, Grand Valley, you've got arguably the best team and best program in the country in your backyard and in the conference. And I look forward to the opportunity down the road as we move forward to making them a true rival. And we're challenged them every single year, and every game's a 50-50 match, and that's what we want to get to. And if we can do that, if we can get to where we're truly challenging Grand Valley on a yearly basis, then we're going to be right where we need to be in terms of national tournament success and things of that nature. So it's a great measuring stick for us to have them, something that we're going to play at least once a year, if not more, hopefully more. And we look forward to that challenge, and we hope to make them consider us their rival as much as we consider them ours. So,
boy, I tell you what, looking forward to that, Coach. There were some great matches with you guys and the Lakers a year ago. The Bulldogs are at Walsh Thursday. That's a 3:00 kickoff, and then back home on Sunday, 1:00 against Saginaw Valley State. Coach, welcome to Big Rapids in West Michigan. Best of luck the rest of the season, and thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks for having me. Look forward to it. Take care.
That's Ferris State Coach's Corner with the women's soccer coach in his first year, Greg Henson, joining us right here on our podcast at PrepsMI.com.